KQED.
Many veterans of the Vietnam War are now in their 70s, and some are coming to the end of their lives. And what soldiers, even former soldiers, want in death may be very different from what civilians want. Honor and respect can be much more important than being comfortable or free of pain. That can make vets harder to treat at the end of life, as KQED's health reporter April Domboski tells us in this story.
A lot of Ron Fleming's fellow soldiers spent the last 5 decades trying to forget what they saw and did in Vietnam. Now 74, Fleming has spent most of that time trying to hold on to it. He's never been as proud as he was when he was 21.
I take issue with those who say we lost. We didn't lose that war. Everywhere I went, we literally kicked the crap out of them.
Fleming was sent into battle day after day as part of a helicopter crew. He fought in the Tet Offensive, sometimes 40 hours straight.
I was a door gunner. My job was to hang out the door on a strap with a machine gun in my hands.
Fleming fired 6,000 rounds a minute, but he never gave much thought to catching one himself.
But you see, at 21, you're bulletproof. Dying wasn't on the agenda.
But now it is. Fleming has congestive heart failure, arthritis, and breathing problems.
Mr. Fleming.
Yes.
It's Dr. Eric Wadera again from the palliative care team.
He often lands here, the VA hospital in San Francisco, with asthma attacks. He thinks about death now.
I wish you'd get off its ass and come on me. I'm sick of this crap. You see, dying's the easy part. Living's what's hard.
Fleming has had trouble holding down a job since he got back from the war. He never married, never had kids. He lives alone in Oakland now. His heart rate ticks up as he talks about how he angers easily and is always hypervigilant. About 10 years ago, he was diagnosed with PTSD.
Sometimes I think that now I'm being paid back for all the men I killed. And I killed a lot of them. More than I can count.
Unlike Fleming, some Vietnam vets don't find out they have PTSD until they have just months or weeks left to live. Symptoms like pain or breathlessness can trigger it, making vets feel as threatened as they did on the battlefield.
The war memories start coming back. They start having nightmares.
Palliative care physician Vijay Periacoil says the opioid medications that are often used for treating pain and breathlessness can make PTSD symptoms worse.
The side effect of those medications, they make you fuzzy-headed.
And they weaken coping strategies for warding off flashbacks.
So I've had patients who've told me, I would much rather tolerate the severe physical pain, the cancer pain, than take opioids, and my defenses crumble, and they don't want that.
Some vets see their pain or PTSD as retribution.
Sometimes I've had patients who refuse medications that might ease their experiences because they feel that they deserve to suffer, and this is redemptive.
Sometimes the best thing doctors can do in these situations is stand back. But hospice nurse Patrice Villars says doctors and nurses, just like soldiers, hate doing nothing.
We talk about the moral distress that we have sometimes about really knowing that we're doing the right thing for this individual so that we can be present for their suffering the way they need to do it.
For Ron Fleming, doctors have been begging him, gently, to consider mental health counseling or antidepressants. That he's refused.
I don't want to take psychiatric drugs and such. The vets call them the happy pills. Don't want any of those because they change you. And I don't want to change. There's nothing wrong with me.
Do you feel like you deserve to be happy?
I don't know. That I don't know.
The thing is, the pain is what connects Fleming to the past. He was awarded 18 air medals for acts of meritorious achievement and heroism. The loss and grief he experienced in Vietnam are woven into the same memories of victory and glory. He doesn't want treatment that might make that go away. I'm April Domboski, KQED News.